Study time.
Okay.
Do you want to hear a couple of the latest studies that I think you'll really like?
All right.
Okay. There's a new study out of UCLA that says men eat meat to feel manly.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
Ripping the meat off the bone. Rah. Yeah.
Right. All that kind of stuff. And like, if men go out, like a lot of men, what they found in this study, they surveyed 1,706 men between the ages of 18 and 88 about their diet and their attitude towards food and eating and all that kind of stuff. And men who were vegan or vegetarian were perceived as wimpy pussies. Instead of somebody who's healthy and cares about their body and cares about their longevity, they were perceived as being less masculine.
I got more shit off of not eating meat than I ever had before.
I knew you'd like this study. Yeah.
I mean,
right.
I've got, even my parents give me crap. I go over and I say, what are we having for dinner? Hamburgers. Mom, I haven't had a hamburger in 15 years. Oh, you're still doing that?
Right.
That's my parents. So if I go out with my friends, they go, oh God, here he goes. He's not going to get a hamburger. There's other things on the menu. Leave me alone.
Right. Right. And that, and the, one of the things they were saying in this study is the reason why men have more heart attacks and strokes and obesity and medical issues is because of this perceived idea that they have to have meat when they go, especially when they're around other people. Like, it's the summer, everyone's barbecuing. Give me a steak. Like, you can't say give me a veggie burger because it's not manly. And but the negative result is that men are dying more. Men are having more heart disease and problems because of this perceived gender role.
But women can get away with it.
Right. But that's the whole point, that women can be like, just give me a salad. Yeah, you know,
and then you're like, what? You don't want a hamburger? I don't eat meat. Well, that kind of makes you kind of cute for a guy. No, you're a pussy.
Right. So this study is important because it really speaks to our tendency to conform to traditional gender roles and how we need to switch that.
Mm-hmm.
And that being healthy and eating healthy should be sexy.
Yep.
Okay. Another study for Anthony. Another Anthony study here. Ready for this? There is a new Pew Research study. Now, Pew is, they are the, like when you look at studies, Harvard's big, UCLA pretty good, Pew is up there.
Mm-hmm.
What they just found is that 65% of Americans, 65% say they are 100% sure UFOs are real.
Only 65%?
Well, we'll get there. Hang on.
Okay.
So they believe in aliens.
Mm-hmm.
They do think they come in peace if they do show up here.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that 65% of Americans think there is intelligent alien life on other planets, that's pretty big. I mean, years ago, I think like, 40, 50 years ago, that number was probably a tiny percentage.
I would think it'd be higher.
Well, an even stronger majority, the study found, 87% said that not only are UFOs real, but they're not a security threat. There's no problem. We can't think we're the only...
Nick, you don't know that.
No, well, that, if they were a security threat, we'd know by now. I know you just saw Tomorrow World or whatever, Tomorrow War. So you're thinking about the potential, but that's just a movie. What they're saying is that we can't be the only intelligent life in the universe. It's not possible. There are other intelligent life forms somewhere. Maybe they can't get to us, which is why we're aliens to other planets.
Mm-hmm.
Are we a security risk? No, we're not flying there and landing and being like, probe your butt. Like that whole thing is so stupid.
Probe your butt. Give me your buttocks. No,
yeah.
If you life on this planet was a huge mistake, two cells just decided to split at one time and then life came. But if you look up at the stars and there's a gazillion stars, that had to happen somewhere else. The odds are way against it that it never happened on another planet. So there's people out there. There's aliens out there. Now each country is declassifying their files, and Australia just did it a couple of days ago.
Hmm.
And they have so many things online now to where they actually say aliens exist. And here's one study that we had where we found aliens, and here's what they look like. So they look like humans with cat heads. That's what,
right. I mean, right. But we don't know if they actually made contact with us or not, just the way we haven't made contact with other planets. Like, we've gotten as far as Mars. We're working our way out there.
Right.
Eventually, you know, we'll be long gone by then, but eventually they'll build the rocket that can go, you know, the rover that can go past, out of the Milky Way, you know, past everything that we already know. And one day they will know what else is out there. We'll, like I said, we'll be long gone by then. Okay, don't want to freak you out too much. Let's go to the third study. Here's your last study. This one's a Cooper study, and this one is fucking scary. The study finds, this is from New York University. Okay, so it's a major university. They found that people who start losing their teeth are more likely to develop dementia.
Oh, no.
I'm just giving you a warning now.
Oh, no.
That I don't know how much longer we have to do this show.
You have lost your teeth since the kindergarten.
No, it's important to know. I barely have any of my original teeth. I have two implants. I have my whole front thing was knocked out when I was a kid. These are all porcelain laminates. I have all kinds of fillings and crowns. And I mean, anything that can be done on a mouth has been done to my mouth by a dentist at some point.
Yeah. Cooper doesn't eat apples or caramel anymore.
We can't.
It's because you think your teeth are going to fall out anymore.
Oh, are you kidding? No. Dentists have said to me, no caramel, no popcorn. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff I can't eat anymore because I'm losing teeth by the minute.
Wow.
I went to the dentist today. He was like, those two front teeth are not going to be hanging in there much longer because these porcelain laminates are like 20 years old. So he's like, no, we're going to have to redo those at some point.
So pretty soon I'm going to have to remind you that you peed your pants in elementary school in front of people.
Yeah, it's good that you and I have been doing this show together for so long. You're going to have to play me back to me so I believe you. And by the way, I didn't pee my pants. Joseph Muss poured bug juice on the floor. He poured orange juice on the floor and said I peed.
Yeah, but you won't know that soon.
And that's a good point. No, but you'll play me saying that.
Yeah, it'll be like 50 First Dates. <remember. laughs> So I can just tell you, I'll say, yeah, Cooper, one time you taped your boobs with duct tape and then you had to take the duct tape. Yeah.
That sounds crazy.
You took the duct tape off on the air.
And then you'll play me taking duct tape off my boobs on the air.
And then you won't believe it. You'll be like, wow. And then I'll think, yeah, we used to have a guy called Ken. He would call. No, I don't know who Ken is. Well, I got to play you, Ken.
Right. Yeah, you'll play back all the stories, all the things that I'll be like, well, I did what? I know who? And you'll have to play all that stuff back to me.
Yeah. Lisa. Remember Lisa? No. Well, here, I'll play you Lisa.
You're smoking Lisa.
There was the real Jeremy. I don't know who that is.
I don't know who the real Jeremy is.
See, I can play you all these phone calls and you'll go, wow, that was a really good show. Yeah, wow, but you'll forget.
That was me? It doesn't sound like me.
We'll do this again tomorrow because you won't remember either.
We'll do it again tomorrow.
We already have the show planned. We'll just replay old things. Screw you, because how many times just recently we put a demo together and you called me and said, I don't remember having that person on the air.
That's true. That's true. You had all of these interviews that I was like, Leah Thompson was on this show.
That wasn't
Rosie
me.
Rosie O'Donnell was on the show. I didn't remember.
We didn't have Leah Thompson. Yes, we did. And what was the other one? Roberts, Eric Roberts. We had him on the air. Yes.
I know you played this whole thing with me and Joel McHale. I was like, Joel McHale was on the show. See, the teeth are already falling out. It's already happening.
Oh my God. We have months. We don't have years. We have months.
Weeks. I went to the dentist today. I don't think it'd be hours.
Right.